Topic 7.6 is to describe how to investigate the rate of respiration practically. Now, it is very difficult to directly investigate respiration rate. However, we can do an experiment that's a sort of proxy for that by looking at the rate of uptake of oxygen, okay? Since that will lead into an increased respiration rate if oxygen uptake is increasing. Now, we're looking at the rate of oxygen uptake of an actively respiring organism. You really want one that's just respiring. So plants are not appropriate, though seeds, peas are fine because they're not going to be photosynthesizing. We've used mealworms, which are relatively easily and cheaply acquired in quite large numbers from pet stores. They will need to be live mealworms. I hope that's fairly obvious. You set up a respirometer as being a sort of big boiling tube with a little gauze bucket to put the organisms in, on top of some soda lime. Okay, the soda lime is there to absorb carbon dioxide. So as the carbon dioxide is being breathed out, it's being absorbed by the soda lime, and the volume of air in the tube is going to decrease as oxygen is taken up. You set it up with a three-way tap and a syringe so that you can reset the amount of air in the respirometer. You'll need a small amount of coloured liquid, something like methylene blue or blue food dye will be fine, and a stop clock. You have a scale attached to the glass tube coming out of the respirometer, and you'll be looking at that scale and how it's decreasing as time goes by. So you set up the apparatus and put 5 grams is fine, a gram is just about doable, of mealworms into the test tube. Put the bung in, add a drop of fluid, the marker fluid, coloured, into the glass tube that's horizontal and attached to the scale using a dropping pipette. Open the three-way tap and move the fluid to a convenient point that you can measure on the pipette. It'll need to be fairly far away from the boiling tube. You mark the starting position, close the connection to the syringe and the atmosphere, so the tap should be facing down towards the boiling tube, and start the stop clock. You mark the position of the fluid every minute, 1 minute intervals for up to 5 minutes. Open the connection to the outside air at the end of this time, so the mealworms are able to recover somewhat. And you mark the distance travelled during each minute. You can convert the volume if necessary, but some schools and colleges have the scales set up in terms of millilitres or centimetres cubed already, so you may not need to do any conversion. Then you can calculate the mean rate of oxygen uptake during these 5 minutes. You can think about how to improve the experiment. It would certainly be a good idea to have a control, the same apparatus set up that has everything except the living organisms. If you're looking at how temperature changes the rate of oxygen uptake, bear in mind that there could be a small change in the volume of the air due to an increase in temperature. It's not going to be very big, but it might be big enough to send your results a bit squiffy. So a control in that case would be ideal. You may want to consider when you're writing up such experiments about the ethics of experimenting on organisms, especially animals. Think about what you'd have to do if you wanted to experiment on vertebrates. There's going to be a whole ethics committee you'll have to get by for that. Invertebrates are relatively straightforward. They're taking up the oxygen through their spiracles into tracheids, and it's just being absorbed by diffusion. Okay, so there's no active mass transport going on, no active absorption through lungs or anything like that. It's just down the concentration gradient.